This life is one big dance. Sometimes you slow dance, sometimes you dance faster, sometimes you just shake it off. It's a kind of a dance, it's a kind of a movement.
We can be braver when we are more than one.
It's connecting to your feminine side, feminine energy, allowing that to build you up and make you stronger, so much stronger. Because I think women really need that.
Hold on to the beat of your feet, marching to the drum.
Just, I think we all just need love. We all are love. We just have to connect with it on the inside first, in order to be able to show it.
Break all of the rules, pretend like they were made for you. You know it's real.
Welcome to Nurturing. I'm Ginny Conan, and you are listening to outtakes of my conversation with somatic therapy coach and breathwork facilitator, Effie Abraham, as you listen to her words and the energy behind her message. What can you relate to here? Resistance, pressure to be perfect, staying more mindful, and her process and the undeniable connection between breath, body, and movement. Her Toronto-based in-person workshops are guiding women on their self-healing journey. The process she discovered in herself and is now introducing to women is healing on a generational level like never before. It's time to entertain your well-being. Here we go. I'll be checking in.
Shake up all the rules, pretend like they were never made.
So when I started, let's call it moving my body, not necessarily, I wasn't understanding what I was doing. I was just before going to shower, I was in a really bad place in my life. My body was so stuck, so frozen, so heavy. There was no way I could get myself to do any kind of exercise at the time. Resistance. I just said to myself, put some music and just start moving your body. Just allow slow movements. Just move the hips. Just feel your body. Because I was so frozen. It's funny because this also happened to me after the war. It took me a long time to be able to do that. So just movements of the shoulders, of the belly area and the hips. Allowing yourself to fall, almost like not really fall down, but like drop the upper part of the body down as a part of releasing. I guess I was no longer in my head, after maybe one song, I was no longer in the head. In the beginning, I did it with the lights completely off. I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't want to see anything. But then slowly, I turned the lights a little bit on, the smaller lights, and then more light. And then I was at the point where I felt expansive. Expanding my love towards myself, and I felt expansive the more I did it. And then I realized clearly, you know, that's the dopamine in the head, all those happy hormones. But what I did more is every movement showed either a release or an emotion. So like if I did certain things, it was like bringing in more love. I feel that light, that energy now. And I literally felt it. And then when I was like dropping down, it's because I needed to throw things out and I needed to release. I needed to shake. When I wanted to connect to my sensuality, I started moving the hips in a beautiful, beautiful way. And I fell in love with those moments. I started smiling to myself as I was dancing. And then I started imagining, and I know this is going a little bit into the head, but into the mind, that there's a group of ladies behind me. And I'm teaching them, but also allowing them, just holding space for them to connect to their body however they want. There's no judgment there, as if nobody's watching you. There is music, there's rhythm. And you do whatever you want with it.
The vision Effie saw in the mirror was a result of her practice. Moving the energy of resistance out of your body creates space for insight and creativity. The dance floor was built, it was created for her many years ago.
I mean, all of my life, yes, I danced, especially belly dancing and Latin dancing, again, connecting with the hips. When I started all this, realizing what I'm actually doing, it's not really a dance, but again, I think it is. I allow my body to, in my morning practices when I dance, I allow it to feel and what that might feel like. And how would you want to react that moment? So sometimes I shake and I scream and I stomp my feet. And sometimes I'm just like, my dance is like full of like, just bring it on, whatever that is. My movements can really, really change. And same with my breath. So I work on my breath every single day.
We know how to take the lead and we aren't afraid. Shake up all the rules.
You know, I once did an exercise with our teacher when we were doing our course, and just a child pose or anything like that. And she's asking, what do you feel in your body? And I felt it in the shoulders. And she asked me, what do you feel? And I was saying like pain, whatever. She goes, no. What do you feel in terms of, and then what does that feel like to you in emotions? And I said, shame. There was a lot of shame there. And then you break that down. And then you allow yourself to feel. You allow yourself to make peace with those moments of the thing that you've done that you're ashamed of. And you connect within that moment and could be extreme release. Because you find yourself, first of all, it's physical pain. And second of all, it's inner pain, like emotional pain. And that comes together. You don't wash it away. You can't just say, okay, I don't. As of tomorrow, I'm not going to feel shame anymore. No, it's understanding why I felt shame. And then learning to understand that I did the best I could. Forgiving yourself for something that you've done. These are huge, huge things. Being able to forgive ourselves. I'm not even talking about others at this point, but first of all, ourselves. And just understanding that we're just human beings. And then the longer we carry on that heaviness and that pain of shame and guilt and things that we've done, we've said, we've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others. You have to release that in order to be able to move on, in order to clear something within you.
I love, I can't wash it away. There's no miracle soap. The first time I felt the pain that Effie's talking about, I put an emotion to it that came to me intuitively. I'm nurturing deeper personal meanings to words such as forgiveness and feeling lighter at the same time. It didn't take long for me to feel a shift. Not long at all. It also creates mindfulness. How much time do you spend living in the future or in the past? It's this practice that bridges you into her mindfulness coaching.
Connecting into the now, into the present moment. The focus is on the feeling of the body. What does your body want to do now? Does it want to fall on the floor? Does it want to jump high? And I love that there's no rules about it. There's no like nobody's telling you how to do it. That's where the intuition comes in, the intuitive, this is what my body feels that it needs. There's no right or wrong. The whole point is to go within to those parts of you. We do breath work and I ask them to go all in and I'll find a moment in their life that they can connect to their inner child, and they tell me, I'm blocked. There's nothing there. I can't recall anything. And then you understand that there's trauma there. There's pain there. So resistance as well, whatever it is you're resisting, why are we resisting? We're so hard on ourselves as women, whether it's things that people said to us or what we said to ourselves. we have to work on releasing that through the movement, through connecting to the body. You just allow your body to flow with that. Without that, you're just running away from everything.
Sometimes it takes hearing those words. We're so hard on ourselves. Where did we learn that? We weren't born with that. Or the pressure to be perfect. What can that create? Can get you to say or do or post the exact opposite of our big picture intentions.
I'm smiling because one day I woke up and I looked at a picture of mine and I fell in love with that picture. And in that picture, I'm so like not perfectly, you know, like a model or filter or whatever. Look, not at all. And I looked at it and I said, wow. And then for the first time, I really connected to the word perfectly imperfect. There is no such thing as perfect. Perfect is who you are, is who you're supposed to be by allowing yourself to be who you are. So I think that we can only really fall in love with ourselves, like I said, when we learn to love those parts of ourselves that are not perfect. When we learn to forgive ourselves, to let go of things that we didn't achieve or things that we've said or done. And just say to yourself, that's okay. This is who I am. That's me being perfect. By not having to be like everyone else. What is perfect? When you compare yourself to someone else? When your grades are like someone else? When your weight is like someone else? What is perfect? There's no such thing as perfect. Perfect is really being who you are, but accepting who you are. That's, for me, perfectly imperfect. And that's the closest you'll ever get to perfect. It has nothing to do with the outside world. Not our looks, not our grades, not our work, not our career, not our spouses. It's really about us. People don't understand that. And when every person just focuses just on that, finding that love within, everything changes for you. I used to ask people, like, what do you mean your world will change? How does the world change? It just changed the way you look at the world.
And the movement you create in Effie's breathwork sessions and full moon ceremonies, it does exactly that. It goes into that energy of, oh, I'm not going to do this perfect. I'm going to do it intuitively. It breaks down expectation in the moment. This isn't just something that stays in the room. You can take it out and incorporate it into your life. Feeling confusion, uncertainty, stronger emotions, uncomfortable. Effie points out you can dance in your mind when you need to. I love that.
Dance sometimes is scary for people, so it's more like intuitive movement. But at the end of the day, we are here to dance with the rhythm of life. The highs and the lows. Every so often I tell people when they're on it, I'm like, put your hand on your heart. Just feel how alive you are. This is what feels when you're like dancing and your heart beats a little faster. That's what it really feels like to be alive. We're so blessed to be here on this universe. God gave us, you know, the universe. And yet people tend to waste it on fighting and hating and being jealous and being this and being that. And I'm like, that's not what we're here for. We're so blessed. I'm not expecting every person. I'm not happy every day, every second of my life. I have not so good days. But I can snap out of it really quickly when I realize that this is just another day. And I literally go upstairs sometimes, my kids know. So sometimes I need to just go and meditate, but more than anything now I just find that I just need more and to go into my intuitive movement. And I need to feel whatever just happened to me. And I need to shake it off. And I need to hold it and just love it. So there's a lot of integrating whatever's happening on the outside and finding that peace on the inside. And that could be done through intuitive dance. And I encourage people all the time to do that on a daily basis. It has to be done on a daily basis. You can't just wait for something to happen to you to then do it. So, and if not daily, then as much as you can. Sometimes you can do it before you go to bed. You sleep better. And sometimes I just do it in the middle of the day. I need energy boost. I need to shake off something, a call that annoyed me. I just go and I feel. I feel through the movement.
Did you just find yourself dancing or moving on the spot to her words? It doesn't have to be big movements. This could be some type of awareness that you bring into walking. How interesting in an alternate universe would it be that it would be just normal to be dancing before a meeting, up the positivity, focus, and creative. There you have it, the next new trend.
Yourself, you know, body mapping as you're starting this. Just what do I feel? Do I feel like I need to release anything? What are the intentions of this dance? Am I trying to focus more? Am I trying to release something that is bothering me? Am I just trying to find love? Have I got disconnected from love? All the outside things that are happening, did they get me to disconnect from who I really am? Right? It really helps you ground. Dancing on my own is a form of meditation for me. It's shutting down everything right now and focusing on me, on the inside, on my heart. Just being in the moment and listening to my heart as I dance and to my breath as I dance. Like really connecting to that, and you're just here in the now. Your body's moving here and in the now. There is really nothing from before. There's nothing in the after. You're just allowing yourself to be present here and now by connecting to your body, very similar to breath work. So you're taking the time to connect and to just finding inner peace on the inside by releasing, by just feeling expansive, whatever it is you're doing. Consider that literally turning dance into a meditative practice. I think more and more people in the world, but I keep going back to women, need to incorporate intuitive dance into their life. And that message you're able to give to the world because you found it within you. We can't make anyone be in that place. They have to be there on their own. That's the hardest part.
I want to thank Effie Abraham for introducing me to her craft, to her passion, to her alignment. There's so much to take away from and take with you, from her words, her energy, her inner wisdom. I'm so curious when the next time will be that you nurture the power of your breath and your movement, or perhaps you'll just find yourself dancing for no reason at all. We can be braver when we are more than one. Finishing off this podcast, I'm reminding myself. Hold on to the beat of your feet, marching to the drum. Three words. Not so perfect. Break all of the rules, pretend like they weren't made for you. You know it's real. Find the blessing in the story. Entertain your well-being. I'm Jenny Connie, and thanks for listening. To nurturing.